constantly worried about where we're leaving our kids now.
The daycare, which was said to be operating in a converted...
Overnight, a fair sky. That's followed by sunshine again tomorrow. Low humidity holding on, making things feel less hot than otherwise 90 would. 60s for the dew point temperatures, allowing temperatures to drop again somewhat comfortably to 60s and 70s for the morning again on Wednesday. Wednesday, sunshine returns all day mostly with a high into the upper 80s. By Thursday, may see an isolated pop-up thunderstorm with partly cloudy skies, and it should be going to a high of upper 80s to near 90. Ralph Sanjeev, WGSO.
Come celebrate community at the West Bank Heritage Festival September 23rd and 24th, 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Wego. Performances from K. Michelle, Juvenile, Choppa, Cupid, Grassaholics, and more. Get inspired to the Gospel Explosion Sunday, September 24th, with performances from national gospel artists and local choirs. Support vendors along the best.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop
your sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Yeah, we can keep that loud. It's the whole point. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange.
September 18th.
Empress of Badness, right.
2023.
And, oh, good. Good. You know, where, and is James on the line in that? James got off of work or?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. There's James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about all kind of stuff because James has a background in criminal justice and the correctional system. And half the police that they want to put the corrupt police back on the NOPD, and they really should be going through all the police that participated in the slammer accidents and these judges that were involved in giving appearance of legitimacy to the slammer accidents. No, these attorneys were dirty. So why didn't they offer information? But it's like, oh no, we're out of it. But anyway, President Trump's having trouble with judges, you know, so it just goes to show how smart and arrogant dirty judges are, because they would never cross the line and say, you know, presidents aren't kings. Not when you have the son of the vice president working in the office at the same time with Hunter Biden in the same law firm and representing Burisma, Ukraine's Burisma, where they got all the money, the kickbacks. It's kickbacks on humanitarian aid. People don't realize that FTX was fueling these politicians. And when Zelensky started getting the humanitarian aid, then he opened up an account with FTX at Sam Bankman-Fried. And that's, he, let's see, 10... McConnell got $10 million transferred to him in the hours before he reported that FTX had collapsed. It's a cryptocurrency that was funding all the senators.
Yeah, but and, hey, that's perfectly normal, isn't it?
Right. Right. So, I mean, this is wild. You know, there's people in Japan are having Trump parades. And then, you know, with the American flags and everything, here we got to put up with all these crazy people. But I'm going to show play a little part of, like, Sheriff Apollo from Arizona, where they had that investigation on counterfeit documents. And
no, you're talking about the birth certificate that he proved was bogus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the guy that did the inspection of Obama's birth certificate was one of the the reason that Eric Holder never came out and said that what Arapaio was doing was an outright fraud is right. Because the man that determined that Obama's birth certificate was a fraud was one of the primary document inspectors for countless cases that the DOJ had done. And if they had said he was incompetent, then a whole bunch of people would have had to, would have said, well, hey, what about our documents? We right. want a retrial.
Right. No, I didn't know that part.
Apparently, yeah, he was good enough for everybody except Obama.
Right. Well, you know, play that part of the what we found, because it goes for about 7 minutes. But we are only going to play the first part of it, so you find out people's backgrounds.
I am the director of media relations for Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Hold on a minute.
Take a moment to welcome a couple people here. Obviously, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Mike Zulo.
They'll explain it. Watch.
And then sitting down is Bob Portman, who is the former county
it's
attorney.
It's about putting a fraudulent document on the U.S. government
former
website.
Attorney General for the state of Arizona and past president of the NRA. Thank you for being here, Bob.
And helping Joe,
right? Today, Sheriff Arpaio and Mike Zulo are going to share information to you on a case that they've been working since August of 2011. Since the beginning of this investigation, you, the media, have continued to mischaracterize the nature of this investigation. So you're going to hear this more than once today, but this investigation was never about where President Obama was born. This is about a document that was presented to the general public through the White House and purported to be a factual document. Today you're going to hear lots of information that some of you are going to understand and are going to be able to tell the true story. In fact, please know that this is a very technical, but the evidence is clear if you'll pay attention. Please note you're going to hear about two separate experts. These experts are two separate continents with no knowledge of each other, and they draw similar conclusions. Again, that said, I know some of you are going to get this story and are going to tell the story the way it was. However, there's going to be others here today who will continue to malign this sheriff and Mike Zulo in order to show that you haven't been wrong for many years while covering this story. All I ask is that you are respectful during the presentation of the information. Here's Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Thank you.
He's got the cold posse.
Thank you
for
showing up.
Back
in 2011, about 250 members of the surprise Tea Party
came
to me and asked me to investigate President Obama's birth certificate, since they believe evidence showed that the certificate was a fraud. I agreed to look into the matter, and with Chief Investigator Mike Zulo, we initiated an investigation. At this time, and to this day, I stated that I did not care where the president was born. Had nothing to do with that. But we were going to investigate a possible government forged document. Hope you get that straight. I've been saying that from day one since 2011. Today you will be presented with an in-depth executive summary of our investigation into the matter, which we now have concluded to be a fraudulently created document which has been represented as an official copy of the original birth certificate of President Obama. we and anyone else who dare to question the document have been maligned, falsely labeled, grossly criticized in the bulk of the media on certain internet sources for years. Today, we're going to set the record straight. I believe you will be shocked by what you hear and see today. Also, the implications will be profound. All we have ever wanted was the truth.
Right. Yeah, so you see, basically, we're going to play that so you can hear everyone's background. James told you about the people. So here we go. We're going to be right back. It's going to take a little break. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans, the Empress of Badness.
Butter in my mind, I knew you was lying. Drugstore closed at 8:45. I said, I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag. When I come home, you start an argument just to keep me from asking where my boozing went. Walk in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peep out my window.
Suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Willie's above the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag.
What is that good?
We had a fight.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was just thinking about, you know, how people can identify themselves. So, and I was thinking about environmental groups. This is some information that I need to give. Anytime I get sparked when I hear environmental group in a lawsuit and stuff like that, y'all got to understand, when the head corrects it, was killing people. That's when they had the oil rig explosion that, you know, nobody knew that it was going to happen, which is all bull. There was one lawyer in town that understood, was headed, had everything heading in the right direction for people to open up their minds. And with Randy Smith was his name, actually. And I still honored that man because he was paying attention to things that needed to be noticed, because that was now that things are going on around this country, you should understand about man-made disasters and acts of eco-terrorism. If they're allowing people to tear up Washington, D.C., then that's what you can understand. And the craziness with Maui and stuff like that.
Like how every house in Maui that wasn't painted, that was painted blue, did not get set on fire.
Right. So, what, James? What you said, James?
Yeah, in Maui.
Right.
They're like Oprah's house, the roof is blue, and all these other super rich people, all their roofs are painted blue, and everybody around them got torched, but not them.
Well, I have a video of the helicopters with the cargo, and where they were saying nobody was in the air, and so what was being transported, because it was saying nobody was in the air. You know, it's like helicopter rides are very serious, you know, especially if they did or did not happen. So I see what's headed, so we're gonna go there. So anyway, what we have is, so me paying attention to corrects it, because it killed people. That's a dispersant that was banned in the UK forever. And then in 1972, it was banned in the United States. At the time that they had the oil rig explosion, ACORN was under investigation. If you don't know what ACORN is, study it. That's the group of Marxists. The militant arm of ACORN is the new Black Panther Party. That's why they can get in the street armed and in Georgia and demand votes for Stacey Adams. That's why in the day of election 2008, they're at blocking up the doors, screaming racial epithets. It was on video. And then on for Sheila Jackson Lee, they were doing the same thing, demanding votes for her. And so they were reported by a Black Tea Party. And, excuse me, a Black Tea Party. Welcome on board, y'all. And through that testimony about the way people were, the ACORN offices were raided right before 2008, they were going to investigate ACORN as an organized crime syndicate involved in election fraud. Hillary Clinton actually won the primary 2008, but that's how they knew how to rig it for her for the primary, and also because there were never any consequences for Joe Biden. There's no way that this man had these things. So it's good that my book's surfacing who has it. And so what happens is that when what they were doing in Washington, there was a lady by the name of Alisa Jackson. She was the head of EPA. She's actually from New Orleans. And what they were doing to fund these environmental groups was that Eric Holder, just like James had said, he didn't want to say nothing about the with the documents with Sheriff Arpaio. This was the same thing. They were feeding Lisa Jackson what Eric Holder was going to file against their lawsuit, so they and instructing them what to file against his lawsuit, and so that they would win a big settlement. When that scandal came up, because she was using false identities with what was going on, she disappeared. Same thing with Lisa Birnbaum, who was head of MMS that Obama hired. He was a school chum from Harvard, they claim. But she had no experience in the oil and gas business. So she's in head of MMS, person from British Petroleum was over the Acorn. No, British Petroleum was over Lisa Birnbaum, and what she was doing was instructing her to have a face to hide what they were doing, because a lot of people use shields. They have a mask, shields. So Lisa Birnbaum was under a subpoena to show up at the congressional committee to respond to what did she know before this oil rig explosion. And she didn't show up, and they were covering up that she had disappeared. Lisa Birnbaum. I followed it because I live in Araby, St. Bernard Parish. So I know what was going on when they leased the boats and they hid them in the warehouse. I know about all the stuff. The helicopter rides, I know about all of that. I live in Araby, St. Bernard. I know more than y'all ever dreamed I would know. But I go along with pretending I don't know and hope that the people just kind of change their direction and help people to be better. But nah, they vicious, they wicked. That's why they had someone opened a Facebook account in my name using a picture of my mother's obituary and a picture of Daniel Lanois, one of U2's producers, that my mother told me that she was beat up for the Brunos to force her to sign documents blaming the bank theft schemes on me, and the people with the studio. That's Desiree Charbonnet, no matter whose friend it is. That's the one who put the false charges on me with my brother's wife after the gang stalking, gang assault, and Cannizzaro was playing into it to cover it up. There's other things going on with that, and we're just going to play it by ear, and it's going to be hardcore for me, because I ain't bad enough.
What's in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The Louisiana Agriculture and Forestry Department announces the arrest of a Rapides man for allegedly setting wildfires in Grant Parish last week. Commissioner Mike Strain says 32-year-old Michael Setliff of Flatwoods set several wildfires off Highway 500 and W.W. Milton Road.
The fire on W.W. Milton Road had the potential becoming a major devastating wildfire due to dry conditions and its threatening proximity to multiple homes.
Residents near Singer and Beauregard Parish are under a voluntary evacuation after firefighters lost containment of the Tiger Island fire. Sheriff's Office spokesperson Shannon Burgess says, out of caution for drivers, the highway has been shut down due to low visibility.
Highway 110 West between Singer and Maryville is currently reclosed because it's so smoky, and in the west side of Highway 27 right there in Singer.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
We the people. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, I think they envisioned an America that was safe and prosperous for everyone, and a government run by the people, for the people, not a government run for the government. As a criminal prosecutor for 28 years, a commissioned sheriff's deputy for 25, a champion of victims' rights, and a civil trial attorney since 1991, as your next attorney general, I'll make fighting crime my number one priority. This message is authorized by the campaign to elect Marty Mailey, Attorney General.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting is such a drag. She just put me in a trick bag.
Yeah. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness, with the Beat Exchange, James Neighbors, and sitting here with Josh from Trash Talk, New Orleans. Yay, so guys, let's see what I had up. Oh, all right, we got to get to this. I noticed on something else was on the internet besides about the Beat Exchange, and nice, besides that other stuff that was put up with the guy that was behind my mother being beat to a living pulp. So I'd love people to address that. So, any more than you already have. So this is what I have to tell lawyers. Check CaseNet, check things like Find a Law, and if you suspect, if any of the casework that you have done where you couldn't get through, where it's fixed, I'll just say it flat out, fixed. Those are two entities to check because they're putting things up there to cover the part that they fixed about. They fix things about. That's where you'll find out their weak spots are. Like on the CashNet thing, they throw this up. And it's something that I allegedly filed in federal court on a landlord deal. But it's talking about, it's basically covering up the embezzlement schemes in the state court registry when Dale Atkins was clerk of court. So that case was not about a personal injury case. It was about them with a counterfeit document using that to close the case stand. They couldn't do that. And when put up the transcripts, no transcripts for anything in any court, but it was Barbara Hoover versus Daniel Lamwine Kingsway Music Corporation. Well, that's registered in the Isle of Jersey, United Kingdom of Great Britain. It's not registered in the state of Louisiana. Only Kingsway U.S. is. So they said I had a procedural error and we dumped, you know, so I couldn't move forward on it. But I didn't have a procedural error. So one of the other things that they used to say, like a res judicata, which was totally scam, was that when they claimed it was already heard with Ramsey, I showed the stage of the petition for nullity being under two different case numbers, one the actual 1999, them using the trial court case number from 92. So why are they participating? It's obvious to attorneys that petition for nullity, where you vacate the judge's order from trial, we had a 20-minute trial, 1988. They wouldn't let people in the courtroom, but there were a lot of people there. And so they didn't want to show the fix. But you suppose they have open hearings. So this is a thing that they're doing up in D.C. and everywhere else when they have closed proceedings. So One judge would not put up with them in a petition for nullity, wouldn't put up with them, and flat out told them, no, you're not delivering messages to me in open court. We're not going to close the doors to the public because that's how the public gets to learn about the law. Now, the petition for nullity, Daniel Lamo was buying out the state, federal, and municipal court system like a modern-day version of the Louisiana Purchase. He would find people, and I'm only talking about it because this popped up, so I have a right to expose it. And so I'm telling you lawyers, go look at what they're writing about your past casework, and you'll see what they need. Because it's like a Wikipedia thing. Anybody can write it. I mean, you know. So what happened, Dr. Buchwald was the doctor that I filed suit on for a serious injury that I had. Well, they did not want all my medicals to be part of the case, because they had a brain injury that they didn't detect until I started having petite mild seizures. Like, I almost had one the other day because I got a phone call. I mean, you only can take so much way you're trying to be professional, and, you know, people don't want to, they want to change their mind. You know, it's like, yes, it came from me, and no, it didn't come from me. You know, it's like, really, come on. So, in the process, I stay the same way. I don't change. So Mr. Whitman has targeted me since the 70s, not the 90s when he started representing Daniel Lamo in Kingsway Music Corporation, not from that time. So he uses counterfeit documents. If you, the defense attorney, he gives people counsel how to commit criminal activities. They all together. There's Frank DeSalvo. They announced that they all endorse him. They were Jeff Landry. I couldn't believe that he would openly deal with them like that to say they were endorsing him. And then they have him going and lifting the federal consent decree during the time that they know that there's evidence where racketeering with Namala Henry and what they did to silence me. But I wasn't the only one they were after. I never talked about the other people. So, I don't know. You know, you don't know when you put your foot in it how stupid you are.
Anybody that's a threat.
That's right. And you don't threaten anybody. No phone calls to my house telling me nothing. I don't care if anybody's drunk. I don't care. Stay out of my business. Because I'll flip it on you. I don't care what you think. And so my whole issue to start this radio show was to get justice for people like my mother and Wanda Bunny Matthews. That was a setup. Like right now, I talked about every board with artists and musicians that has thugs on it and they drain the money. The money is raised by artists and musicians, but they have bloodsuckers. And unless you're an artist or a musician, you wouldn't know that. So you see anybody that accepting an invitation from Frank DeSalvo, especially at this jazz fest, when they extorted to clean up Judge Michael Bagnaris. He was part of the judges. It was Yada McGee, Bagnaris, Judge Terry Love, and Judge Ramsey that wound up is what they want to cover up what they were doing. I gave that to the Judiciary Commission in 1998, earlier than that. So you can have even a statement from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to say, oh, that wasn't what the fight was about. Oh, yes, it was. So I'll be very happy to deal with that. I'm waiting for everybody, But well, it's, oh, it didn't happen that way. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Don't go do that. Then we're really going to have a good time. Because I'm straight up with my business. You handle your business, and you don't get into mine. You crossed over to keep these people from being prosecuted. You don't even know what you have brought forward. So my issue was to build on getting the loopholes closed for EPS. We worked it all the way up to the governor. All the way up. It took a while for people to realize how dirty the governor was. So I had to take the hit that I was talking out of my mind. Well, if we would have that radio show, a winner called the governor's office at night at 8 o'clock at night, and what I said on that show, that would be a masterpiece for radio. I could promise you that. Because nobody got it. They ended running up and down the hallways. Look what she's doing. She's calling the governor's. So what? So what? He says that nothing could be investigated for EPS that happened prior to 2018. He was governor 2016. What they covering up during that time? EPS should be dealt out. Elderly Protective Services should be dealt with a central database. Every EPS agency, no matter where, should have to enter into that central database daily all the complaints so that the police, state police, could look at it, state, federal funds. How you stand in the way of that? I could be protecting your mother. You know? And, hey, interfere with that. It will just so happen after I was in the stage slammer accident, yeah, I started really letting loose. Wait till you get to hear about now. But I write on the internet under Barbara Hoover. I don't need to hide from what I do. So we'll be right back. We're taking a break.
Joffro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher side. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Joffro's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Soul's Jewelry. Soul's Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Soul's Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812.
Sir Speedy, we do it.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Don't you be no fool. Don't you be no fool. And most of all, buddy, don't you lose your cool. You don't pay my rent. You don't buy my food. You don't have no business telling me what to do.
I don't care who's wrong. I don't care who's right. I'm cold, that's my daughter. And blood's a thicker than water.
But I kept hearing something say, don't you be no fool. Oh, don't you be no fool. And most of all, okay, buddy, don't you lose your cool. I said I just want to tell you, don't you lose your cool.
So anyway, so the thing that corrects it, my interest is to pay attention of who's around with the environmental organizations, because acts of eco-terrorism are serious. They had an oil industry person, a very wealthy man in the oil industry in Texas, where they delivered a bomb, but a beautiful package on their front door that got lost in the process when it blew up and killed this very sweet lady, the wife of the oil man, who was a patron to artists and musicians. And she made it a point. Now, that's in Texas. So there were things that were missed with this oil rig explosion that showed that it wasn't just a natural thing. That's why they made people sign papers. They didn't even know what they were signing to get off the boat when, after it blew up, they wouldn't even tell people who died and who was still alive. There was 11 people killed. They were sacrificial lambs, just like Benghazi. And as far as Iran, Emailgate and Servergate, that gave the information of which nuclear scientist was cooperating with the United States of the status of their nuclear program. And some people noticed the people who were cooperating with others, Afghanistan and stuff like that. As soon as they pulled out, they killed all the families, pulled them in the street. That was on the news for a little bit. That was pretty serious of them leaving all our state-of-the-art war weaponry in Afghanistan. Guys, what do you think about that? Right?
Well, that's ridiculous. Come on. But it's not the first. It's not the first time Joe Biden's killed people in Afghanistan. We don't want to forget about Extortion 17 and SEAL Team 6.
No, that was set up right because they were with Benghazi. So people that don't follow that and you throw up questions, you don't even know what you're saying. You know, like the environmental. I hate the system that exists. I don't hate anybody. You get in the way, you might think I hate you. But don't get in the way. He ain't going to make it behave. We got love here. We had so much love, they would have stopped that going up on the internet with my mother in a picture of the obituary with Daniel Lanois. I said this on the show. What was the background why Sheriff Pullman would not take a police report on my mother's injuries or what was going on in other areas? I said it on my first show. It don't matter. You go win as many football pools as you want. For your big TVs, it don't matter. I knew more about things than I was letting on. but we got to give everybody a chance, right? So he is correct, said, it stopped banned 1972. Can't use it anymore. We're in the oil rig explosion is April 20th, 2010. So how did you have enough Corexit in 38 years? You never dumped Corexit. UK never owned it anymore. Never even used it. Then they play people with the guy that used to work for FEMA, then starts working for BP, but they don't let people know. So they started thinking they're getting $25,000 up front for, that's just to keep you going until they could get to the big FEMA deal. It was all a trick. They turned around and told these people, this is all you get. But other people had helicopter rides, and what happened there? You know, so no use playing with the motive. You know, we just play and everything. So the people that act like they're against each other, they come out of the same suites at the Superdome. They all together. But you see, you don't want to, a state AG does not want to respond to someone being threatened. Another candidate. Now, it could all be political theater, but when a group of people put up campaign ads, and because you won't investigate something, then you go get a judge and knock that down, but somebody from your camp can go call Wagus back, it was, and, oh, it's just politics, right? But you can go get a judge. Same thing that DeSalvo has. The mob attorney just worked his way up through the filth. You know, so if you think that you can, these men are called long arms of abusers because they're weak. They can't believe my brother did this. When I was in Ponchatoula, I filed everywhere that the charges, everything. They disappeared. They disappeared. They said, don't worry, we'll take care of this. Because we just had a case where it was the son behind the mother being beat up, right? The AP3% guy turns out to be related to them, but he told me, oh, I live in him and I'm not related to him. I said, okay, well, if it's you that they're going to send to shoot me, don't shoot me in the back, shoot me in the front. I got something to say before you do it. Miss Barbara, why are you saying something like that? Because I'm just calling it out. I'm not going to be around any weak men. This man hit me one night in this studio. That's why he's not around anymore. I never said nothing to anybody.
Wow.
Never said nothing. It was the night that we were going to talk about a pro se. Like, if you got to protect yourself, we had that lady from Minnesota, and she was telling us what was going on with the mask so we could all understand what's happening, what to do. I was asked by a board to say what I had told them in my statement so other people could hear it. Bagnaris would have never got that extortion scheme that DeSalvo and Phil Whitman and them covered because they were involved in embezzlement schemes there, the state court registry. That's why new things are popping up. I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid that I don't stand up and straighten it up, everybody's going to be treated like my mother and I and every medical vulnerable person. It sneaks. More can be done with Louisiana when turn around and talk about business in Louisiana. You got the thugs want to cover state AG Cannizzaro. All the slammer accidents happen with him. That doesn't ring a bell like something's wrong. Oh, but Mosley. Oh, yeah, he takes a $5,000 money from him. And call up Razorback and look, we ain't finished with Barbara Hoover yet. Let's do that. So, hey, y'all talk to Royce Laplacis? Because that's the distraction that y'all needed to throw up so I wouldn't know what's going on. But, hey, I found a state, someone got the state senate seat by keeping it quiet. Like, we're going to set you up to be a lawyer, but whatever you do, don't say nothing. So we got another thing going on with another layer of judges. This is going to be sweet. So, talk to you next week. listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It is the Empress of Bandits with the Beat Exchange. Thank you, James.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.